Hello all. Well, I know I've said this on Facebook and Twitter numerous times, but I wanted to come on here and relay a few funny stories of today. Well, one in particular, but it's probably not going to be that funny to you. I guess you just had to be there. And I wish I recorded it. It was sort of funny, but not because. Anyway, I'll tell you later. So I'll get to that, I should say. I hope all Aussies had a very Merry Christmas, all Kiwis and, well, everyone else listening to this. And I now hope that all my American friends and my UK friends and everyone else has a Merry Christmas as the Northern Hemisphere hits Christmas Day. So I went to my parents' place. Then they just recently moved from a place that my dad built. We've been living on the block for about 30 years. 30 years, give or take a bit. A few, yeah, I think about 30 years. My big dad built the house, as I've mentioned to you on Audio Boom. And we, yeah, they, I mean, not re, they moved to a place about, I guess, 20 minutes away. It's called kind of like an outer suburb of Melbourne. It is towards the Dandenongs in Marlborough. And they actually have a pool now. It's come a little late because as I was growing up, I would have absolutely killed to have a swimming pool of my own. That I could call my own. They did put a pool spa in, but of course it was, I mean, it was like what would you call it? Jacuzzi? No, it was a pool spa. I mean, it was decent. You know, you could sit down and get cool and refreshed, but it certainly wasn't a pool. But this pool is great. It's an in-ground pool. Well, our pool spa was in-ground too, but this is an in-ground pool, and I went in it today for the first time, which was wonderful. My sister, brother-in-law, and nieces, and my dad had been in it a number of times before, but today was mine. Anyway, so I was honestly feeling quite indifferent this Christmas. I tried to get, you know, I tried to feel. I mean, great about my celebrations. I knew, obviously, my faith is always with me, and that was no different. But in terms of what I was doing, what I would be doing, I don't know. I kind of felt because it's sort of hard being single when you've been in a long-term relationship, and you're used to sort of doing things with your partner, but I don't really like to talk about my life much in terms of that. So I'm certainly not going to say any more or go into anything. But I've been feeling a bit sort of. Confused and you know things. Anyway, no, and I end up having a great day. We decided to go out on our own this year, which was also different because I'm used to big Christmases. But actually, it was a lot better because it was my family plus, of course. My brother-in-law and two nieces, and Yeah, no, it was I got there. What are you doing, Joy? Hey. I got there to their place, and my brother-in-law was already there, and they were up at the little island bench. My brother-in-law was having a beer and a can of beer. I hugged my sister, and then I went to hug my brother-in-law, and I kind of had my bag on my back still, and it fell off a little bit. So I kind of put that on, and I guess at the same time my elbow knocked his beer, and it went onto the floor. It was rather loud. Well, it wasn't that loud. It was a cork. It's like a, wooden polish boards like mine, really. But of course it sprayed all over my shoes, and at first I didn't know what it was, and I said, "Oh, fruit, what's that?" Because they all went, "Oh," like, and I thought, well, because at that stage I didn't know he was drinking a can of beer. I thought, "Oh, it might have been just water," because I didn't smell anything. And then I said, "What was it?" And they said, "Oh, it was beer." And then I smelt it, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, and these beer too." And it was all over my shoes at that stage, because it sort of splashed up on my shoes. And then I'd sort of walked in it, like I must have taken a step forward, because I don't know why I did, because I guess just a bit of a, weird reflex thing. And yeah, so my shoes were covered in it, and it stunk of beer. And you probably know that I don't drink alcohol anyway, but I guess I know I find that all alcohol, whatever it is, tastes very similar and smells very similar too. So I'm just sort of like, oh, gross. And so, I was really apologetic, obviously, and Trent, my brother-in-law, said, "Oh, that was almost a full can." He was laughing. And I'm like, "Oh, sorry." So I think most of it kind of end up on the floor, and they were cleaning it up, and they got soap to get rid of the smell. And I'm like, "Oh," so I took my shoes and socks off, because of and I'm like, "Oh no, my shoes reek of beer." And Dad said, "Oh, at work they're going to say, oh well, you've had a bit of a too much of a good Christmas, didn't you?" And I cracked up. As I said, you had to be there, but I it was funny, but at the time humiliating. But anyway, it was cleaned up, and we went on our merry way. Oh yes. And that's not all I knocked over. Now, there were three things I knocked over today, because, it's, as I say, it's still a reasonably new house. I've only been there a few times. I'm getting to know it now, but a lot of blind people will relate, I'm sure, in that it can take, it can take a little while to really get to know the house properly without sort of feeling where you're going. And using, I found today I was clicking a lot with my fingers. I seem to prefer that method of echolocation, although I can do the other successfully with my tongue, but clicking works for me, and I do that. So next thing, my parents go to town all the time, every Christmas, and they decorate the place till the cows come home, or till the reindeers come home. So I was going from the family room to, to somewhere. And I was sort of using my hands to feel along, as you do when you're a bit unsure. And I knocked over a reindeer, a plastic reindeer, like decoration. I said, "Oh, what's that?" And my four-year-old niece, Posey, she's really good about my blindness now. She said, "Oh, it's a reindeer." And she picked it up, and so that was good. And now there was one other thing I knocked over. They were laughing about. I don't mind. I mean, it was, they were laughing with me. Because Posey said, oh, Rachel, Posey must have said to my sister, Rachel, Auntie Rachel knocked over three things today. She's a funny girl. No, but she's such a sweet little girl. She's so kind. I can't remember. I really can't remember the third thing I'm knocked over, but I don't know. It was just funny, I guess. And speaking of Posey, my niece, she's really pretty, getting really good at describing things to me. Like, you know, she's just really on the ball with it now. And although I decided not to go swimming at first because I didn't have swimmers. I haven't been swimming since before my transplant, and because you know, I'm on so much medication, and you know, I've put on a bit of weight, unfortunately, and of course the kidney's quite big in my tummy, so it always sticks out now. The steroid I'm on gives me a big appetite, so that doesn't help either. So basically, because I don't mind sharing this kind of information, I went from, when I was, before my transplant, I would hover around 59 to 60 kilos. I've sort of now gone up 10 kilos between 69 and 70 kilos. Not happy, Jan. I'm really not happy about that. I don't know what I am. I haven't weighed myself for a while, but one of my New Year's resolutions is to really knuckle down and going to start my 7-minute workouts again that I have an app for my phone, and I'm going to I'm rhythm permitting, I'll be walking to and from the station like I get into sometimes, and yeah, so that's my New Year's resolution. Although I've made them before, but I'm really going to stick to it now. No junk until the weekends. And by the way, to my to a couple of friends who know about this, I got heaps of Kinder chocolate this Christmas because well, you would know that I love Kinder chocolate. So, and you know, fortunately, we get limited editions of, you know, things out here during Christmas to do with Kinder chocolate. So, like, when I say limited editions, I don't know, I suppose I should mean special, for special events, like we get the, different packages. Like normally we only seem to get at our supermarkets little tiny boxes of about 5 literally little bars of Kinder chocolate in it, and of course we get the Kinder surprises, which you know, don't get the Kinder surprises, but I because I you know, so that's what we can normally get occasionally during the year, but mostly at Christmas we actually get the big ones, like what they would get in Germany and even Israel, because at Carmorders 73, as I say, has sent me Kinder chocolate before, and when I was in Germany, of course, staying with at Tibiania or Bianca, I got heaps of Kinder chocolate, heaps of it. But, of course, the sad thing is that on my stopover in Dubai, when coming back, it all melted into, yeah. So, anyway, that's an awesome thing. So, at Christmas, so my sister and her family gave me a, like, little kind of sort of oblong-shaped box with all these different shapes and sizes of Kinder chocolate in it. Like, I got a couple of, I think that you would say they were mini Santas, and little tiny crispy sort of, you know, rice seemed to have little tiny blocks with Rice Krispies in them. And then I got two really big packages of them, with the huge bars in them, which again, you know, you would only usually get in Germany. And then from my parents, I got two more boxes, like either flat boxes. So, I'll be in heaven. But, I'm going to save them though. So, as I say, I'm going to start being good and trying to eat a lot better. So, I'm going to start, of course, going back to, you know, only eating them on weekends. So they'll last me a long time, which will be good. Because, you know, it's so hard to get the good ones, good big ones here. I just thought I'd add it in. And I got, you know, other chocolates and clothes and money. And which you know was awesome, but anyway. So I think I digress. That's right. I was talking about, they were all in the pool when I was just paddling my feet in, sitting down, putting my feet in. It was so hot today. It was 36 degrees C. I should have checked on with Siri before I started this brew what is this in Fahrenheit. But it's about mid-90s, I guess you'd say. Anyway, so we're sitting there and you know, I'm sort of, you know, got my shorts on. And I said I wasn't gonna go in. And so someone mentioned about me not going in, and Posey said she can't go in, and I thought she was going to, because she's pretty cluey, she listens so much, and so we're like, oh yeah, why oh, she can't go in because she's blind. Blind, that's what she said, blind. I don't know why she does that. She talks fine, that for sure, but she just says that for some reason, to be silly, I don't know. And I'm like, no, Posey, it's not that. It's that I haven't got my swimmers. And then she said, oh, yeah, it's because she hasn't got swimmers, because she doesn't fit into them anymore. I was like, thanks, Posey. But, But then when they left, I did go in my knickers and bra. What would you say? Knickers and bra. I went in. Because my mum said she had a spare pair of my knickers. I don't know why she... We don't know how she ended up with them. But anyway, that's... I don't know. So I just went in with them and I got my bra here and I'm going to... Obviously, I'll dry it. I'll probably wash it actually because it's sort of half chlorine, half salt water, that pool. But anyway. So now you know that I did go in the pool, which is what I wanted to tell you. But it was so nice because... Dad hasn't currently got a heater for it. He's been thinking of buying a solar heater, but he certainly doesn't need it in these hot days. It's taken a while to kind of warm up, but it really has warmed up. And it was really pleasant. Like even when I was dangling my feet and I thought, oh gee, I'd love to go in. It feels so nice. You know, it was, I guess, refreshing because it was so hot outside. So anyway, yeah, when the majority went, I did end up stripping down and going in. That was cool. And I think that's about all. Yeah, no, so I was mentioning about Posey and how good she is at describing things to me now. She's amazing because she's, I don't know, they grow up so fast. They really mature so fast. So she's 4 and a half now. She turns 5 in August. And because she turns 5 in August, she's got one more year of kinder next year. So she'll be at kinder, I think, for longer during the day, a lot longer, which Angie will be pleased about because she, you know, of course, needs the break, and another highlight on it, apart from the food, my mum cooked her, you know, cooked really good food, as she always does. She cooks the turkey. In fact, other years, our extended family, who we usually spend Christmas with, and I did too before I went to my ex's family's. They all used to say that my mum cooks the best turkeys. My mum cooks the best turkey. She could have been a chef. So I'm bragging now. Anyway, so yeah, if you had turkey, and we had cauliflower and cheese sauce and baked potatoes, sweet potato. Actually, I don't think we had pumpkin this year. And yeah, and then we had a few slices. We've never really been into the traditional Christmas cakes or pudding, so we just had ice cream and fruit, and like the sweet, you know, berries, like raspberries and blueberries. But no one seemed to have them. We just copped into the slices, and I had a gingerbread house there, so they got into that a little too. This has gone on for a long time, so kudos if you're still listening. Take a virtual Christmas cookie from me, and I hope you people in the Northern Hemisphere, Christmas in the Southern, no, sorry, it is the Northern Hemisphere. they've just pretty much started, or some have. So I hope it's a great one for you guys, and I might go to bed now. I'm quite tired, so I will talk to you later. Goodbye. Yes. Okay, so because I know I'm just PSing here, because I know everyone likes this sort of thing, I've just heard some, can hear fireworks, so, I'm going to go outside, if I can open my door. It gets hard when it's hot. Oh, gosh. You stay there, Joy. Oh, no, so now it's going to stop. Ah, that was short-lived. Oh no, it's still going. Whoa, it's close. Joy doesn't like it. Birds are still going. It's after 11. Probably even 12. Hang on, what time is it? It's not going to tell me now. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. 11:16. And the birds are still... Yeah, birds are still going. Trains are going, but they'll go all night, I'd say. Anymore. Shut up, boy, Sophie. Don't work when I want you to. And then you, oh my gosh, that was massive. And then when I do want you to work, you don't work. Stupid voiceover. Oh well. Babies do talk a lot. Anyway, I'll shut up now. Oh well, I think that's what, yeah, the extent of it. It's probably going to be another lot as soon as I stop recording. Oh, sorry. Anyway, double kudos to you right now. Oh wow, I can talk for that long.